Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Residents in Singleton have had problems with Kelso Street for decades and now finally those problems might start to be coming to an end. Singleton Council are getting a three-phase, $1.5 million project underway, with the first phase to start in January next year. The scope of the works includes the renewal of the road pavement, stormwater drainage upgrades, construction of the footpath, curb and gutter installation, water main replacement and implementation of a five-tonne load limit. The tender for the work was awarded in October to Moore Civil. Stages 2 and 3 are planned to occur across 3 years and will involve the installation of a large underground stormwater well with a pumping system. A woman has been arrested after an astonishing road rage incident in Newcastle. Police were called to Hunter Street just before 6:30 this morning following reports a pedestrian had been hit and several vehicles had been damaged by a white ute. The incident was captured on video by numerous tradies who were in the area working at a nearby construction site, and appears the white ute was targeting a yellow car. The white ute fled through a red light across a busy intersection, narrowly missing numerous other vehicles. Police tracked the ute down that was allegedly involved in a arrested a 29-year-old woman who was taken to Newcastle Police Station and charged. Police will allege in court the 29-year-old and a 55-year-old man had been involved in an earlier argument before the man left in a Golden Holden Barina. The man was sustained minor injuries as well and was taken to hospital for treatment. Hunter Valley Police District officers are asking businesses to be vigilant after some break-and-enters in Scone this week. Police say two commercial businesses on Susan Street were broken into on Wednesday evening, with one having a number of items stolen, including petty cash and a football jersey. Police are asking businesses to remain vigilant, make sure you secure your premises, and report any suspicious behaviour to local police. And the New South Wales government-funded Great Southern Nights live music events are in full swing across New South Wales. The government initiative, delivered through Destination New South Wales, is seeing more than 50 Aussie artists hit the road in 8 regions across the state. Blake O'Connor and Sinead Burgess are touring in conjunction with the Great Southern Nights tour, making a stop in Aberdeen next weekend, and Sinead says the initiative from the government has given musicians and venues a boost.
You know, obviously having that funding, everyone's really felt it this year. You know, it's not just the musicians that haven't been touring, but obviously it's the venues that haven't been having all the patrons come through. So just that little bit of extra cash from the government to help that has really just helped put on sort of big events and really get people back and go, okay, it is safe to come out. We have precautions in place, you know, come and enjoy live music again.
To rugby league, and Scone's very own Yasmin Meeks is on the Sunshine Coast with the women's New South Wales Blues side ready to take on Queensland in tonight's Women's State of Origin clash. Yasmin is a high school teacher at Scone High and in her spare time plays for the Sydney Roosters women's side. She was picked for the Blues team earlier this year. She'll be starting on the interchange and says she can't wait to hit the field.
I think Origin is just like one of those games you can just really never predict. Like, this is my first experience of it, but the girls have said it's one of the hardest games in the whole of, like, in international women's rugby league. It's one of the hardest games. So I'm just really looking forward to the challenge.
Yasmin isn't the only woman from the Hunter Valley on the team. There's also Bridie Parker from Muswellbrook and two from down at Newcastle. And that's your latest in local news and sport.